Was the bonus a good idea?
It was an incentive. Yeah, it was an incentive. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was an incentive. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
And people were more inclined to...
Some people. Yeah. Well, it was an incentive for most people. Yeah, to get a few little bob extra. Yeah. Not that it was that much now, but it was a little. Yeah,
little
help. Every little help at that stage, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So you'd be very familiar with the workforce and the people that were doing the different jobs, and it must have been. Did you get to know these people personally, or were they just a number? I mean, 2,000 people there, wasn't there, at one stage?
Well, one of the three shifts, yeah. When there was a nighttime shift at one stage, there was an early shift, a late shift, and a night shift. Yeah, it was going 24 hours at one stage in the in the height of the production time. But then it went down to two, and then it just went to day and part time.
Mm. Yeah,
but sometimes they were just numbers, unfortunately, because the transport, especially, we didn't really get to see them because the warehouse manager would come to the pay hatch on a Thursday and bring a box and take all the transport people's and warehouse money, their wages, over there, and he'd look after it. And then it was only through the social club I'd begin to get to know people, and I'd say, John Wilson, I'd say, oh, he's 07609. And unfortunately, because I would never have seen you, I'd click up your number because I'd remember your name and your number. And I had to stop that because that was terrible unfair to just know a person by their number. But unfortunately, I never met them. Bakehouse, the Mallow, the chocolate room, the sort of packing, everyone used to have to come to the pay hatch to get their money. So obviously you got to know them much better. You got to know the name with the face. And in the canteen, obviously we all had the one canteen. So we got to know people through that too.
I see.
So it was busy time in the canteen. And then of course we had our Christmas parties, the pensioners parties were all involved there. And in the beginning we used to have it just in the canteen.
Yeah.
And the staff, the catering staff would come in to cook the food. And the staff ourselves would serve the pensioners. And we'd have a makeshift bar there. Derek Farrell would organise that part of it, and we'd serve the drink to them for the night. And then it got bigger and bigger, and then the partners were invited. So it got out of hand then. Couldn't have it, so we had it in Westminster for the last few years. It was out in Westminster where the pensioners themselves could bring their partners.
Yeah.
So that was a huge occasion. And of course, the more years we were working there, the more we didn't want to work on serving the drinks because we wanted to go around to talk to people because we knew so many people who had retired and left, and then their wives and their partners and whatever. So it was a real social event to see them once a year. Say, to remember faces and names. It was lovely. I really enjoyed the pensioners party. Wasn't it great?
I was only involved in the latter years of the pensioners party in Westminster. I used to serve the drink. Yeah, it was great.
Why
all right.
Dress up in Charlton uniform. Charlton.
They had They did. That was the first year I did it. Yeah. They, why was that? Yeah.
I can't remember why we all dressed up in hard Charleston outfits. And
the men were in their
gangs and malls.
Yeah. For some reason, they decided to have
I can't remember, but that again was added to the atmosphere. And it was lovely seeing so many faces that we'd all worked for so many years, and it was our only chance to keep in touch with people. And unfortunately, that's all gone now.
Unfortunately, yeah. The social club paid half, and the company paid half of the cost. Well, when it moved to Westminster, I don't know what, when it was in the canteen, I don't know who paid for it or what the story was. But I know from when it went to Westminster, definitely the social club paid half and the company paid half. But I think it just got, as Brenda said, just got too, there were so many, there was more pensioners then than there were people working in Jacob. So unfortunately, it outpriced itself, unfortunately, which is very sad because it was great for them. It was a once a year that everybody caught up with it was brilliant. But unfortunately, people are very sad about that. Really, they are. Yeah, they still, if you meet pensioners, it's an awful pity. It was a great get together, a catch up for everybody. And it was unfortunate, but...
They still have a get-together, I think, in the arts. They do in the social club on the Earth Road. And
On a Thursday, that's right.
And drawings and different things, and have a cup of tea.
And when it came... Just talk to me again now about the... How... What time would you actually turn up to work? You did say at one stage you worked shift times.
No, that was the factory floor did the shift, but the offices never worked. The offices never worked.
Yeah. And your clocking in time would be?
Half eight. The offices work from half eight to half four.
Yeah. Did you physically have to clock in or anything?
No,
or was that
the offices didn't, but the people on the factory floor did.
Yeah.
They had a clocking system, card punched.
Yeah.
Time in, time out, breaks, everything. Yeah.
And so that was all part of your brief, I suppose, would be to look at their time, the time they came in or the time they went out.
No, that wasn't our job. No. That was up to the management, their own team leader or their production manager or whatever, to make sure that if they clocked in at that time, that they were on the plant then, and to make sure they weren't, someone else wasn't clocking for them and all that. That had nothing to do with us.
What else was your brief? I mean, apart from the bonuses and the wages and...
Well, in my latter years there, the wages became that there was no bonus work being involved with it. So it was looking like my job would be gone. So Pat McKiernan at the time said to me, if I looked elsewhere maybe for something. So they were looking for someone to do a half an hour in the evening, and I lived in Kingswood at this stage, just to do the switchboard.
Yeah.
So I went out to the switchboard and got practice on that for half an hour just every day, Monday to Friday. And then a job came that they said, would you be involved doing the switchboard? Wages, paying out on a Thursday. Stationery stores, maybe on a Wednesday. Back into wages, Monday, Tuesday, and back out to pay to reception. So I had a nice bit of variety in my job.
Was it the same for you, Iris?
No. I ended up in working with Owen Craig in the Production Information Services Department. We kind of kept a tally of what every oven and every machine did every day, the breakdown time, how long it was broken down, if it was broken down, the tons of biscuits it made. We could work out then how profitable it was and, well, you know, had a good day, bad day, and keeping an accumulation, a total, a running total for the year about that, and keeping figures for the ovens and all that kind of thing. That's what I ended up doing then at that stage.
Right,
in the Production Information Services Department. It was giving all the background information, all the information, how many biscuits were produced, and, there was a report about that. There was a report about machine breakdown, and worked out percentages over the day, whether it was down or up or good or bad and all that.
There was a time when biscuits were made loose and put in a box, but then all of a sudden that changed and wrappers came in and you had to pack them and... And so, are you talking before or after the wrapper?
After the wrappers. After the wrappers. The loose boxes, they didn't come out to Tella.
No.
They were the mother house. They were Bishop Street. Yeah, they were Bishop Street. They were gone by the time they moved to Tella. It was all wrapped biscuits.
Do you remember that transition, that time when... Or Brenda, do you remember... Or Brenda, sorry. Brenda, do you remember that time?
No. As I say, I don't have much memories of Bishop Street at all. I was interviewed there, and then sort of within weeks, within days, we were actually moving to Tala. The 1st of April 1974, I started. And I think I was only interviewed at Bishop Street and then went straight out to Tala. So I don't have memories of Bishop Street at all.
Yeah.